As you know, the Democrats in Sacramento passed a gas tax with the cooperation of some bribed Republicans that added 12 cents to the gallon of gas. It also did a lot of other things, including raise car registration fee, et cetera. And it is expected to bring in $50 billion over 10 years. And there are a lot of us who believe that this should be repealed, and there are folks out collecting signatures to put it on the ballot to repeal the gas tax measure. But you can bet that the supporters of this incredible cash haul of extra tax dollars will be out in force to try to defeat it. To talk to us about it right now is the executive director of the California Alliance for Jobs. It's a pleasure to welcome Michael Quigley. Good morning, Mr. Quigley. How are you?
Doing well. Good morning.
I appreciate you coming on with us. So the gas tax, are we going to keep it or are we going to get rid of it?
I think we're going to keep it, and here's why. Ultimately, Californians know that we need to do something about the roads. And the status quo is really unsustainable. Our existing revenues are not meeting our needs. We have a maintenance backlog of over $130 billion between our local and state highways. And this will go a long way. SB1 is going to be a big part of the solution for the future. And voters are going to have a say about if they want to move forward with fixing the roads or move backward and drive in crappy roads and full of potholes.
Michael, I'm going to give you a Vox Populi reaction to this, okay? And please react to it. People just don't believe you. And here's why. And the reason they don't is because we know that money has been diverted from guaranteed single-purpose usage for years and years and years, and people vote on stuff and vote on stuff and vote on stuff, and it doesn't get done. I mean, we're living in the city of Los Angeles where the sidewalks are so broken you need a Sherpa and a grappling hook to walk on some of them. And we know that the city of Los Angeles was sued under the Americans with Disability Act, and what the city decided to do was stop fixing the sidewalks until they found out what the courts were going to make them do, and the problem got infinitely worse. That's just one tiny example. And you may be 100% right, and I drive a lot, and I see how bad the roads are. But people say, well, what happened to the money that was given to them?
Well, and some of your points are correct, and I think that there's some things that make this package different, and I think the motorists have the ability to have sleep good at night knowing that they're going to have an opportunity to keep Sacramento's hands out of the cookie jar.
They've been told that before, though. They've been told that
over and over again,
and they've been lied to over and over and over again. And then you got Jerry Brown spending billions of dollars on a train that, you know, is consuming enormous sums of money. And people say, are you kidding me? And then you want to come back again and hit us at 12 cents a gallon. We already have the highest gas prices. We were badgered into buying electric cars to save the planet. We bought electric cars and then we're punished for that because they don't generate enough gas taxes. It's like you can't win.
Let me ask you something. If you knew there was a way to change the state constitution that would take the legislature's ability to divert this money permanently away and that would dedicate and protect this money exclusively towards transportation purposes, and the voters would change the Constitution to do that, would that make you feel differently about the taxes?
I don't know. I don't know, because you see, we've got micro examples of it here in the city of Los Angeles with Vision Zero and all of these other jibber jabbers that they're talking about. And what they define is they say for roads and safety, but they define what safety is. And safety to them is taking lanes away and turning into bike lanes. And it made traffic worse.
You know? Well, I think in this case, the SB1 is a state level solution, and the hypothetical that I just laid out is actually happening. This June, there'll be Prop 69 on the ballot, and our coalition, the Fix Our Roads Coalition, is big supporters of Prop 69 because we ultimately agree that yes, there have been past raids of transportation monies. We don't ever want to see that happen again. We are dedicated towards protecting this money and making sure that it goes exclusively towards its intended purpose. And we're going to work really hard to pass Prop 69, which is a constitutional amendment that protects this dollar, keeps Sacramento's hands out of it, puts it back in the control of the motorists and the taxpayer, and provides value that will ultimately improve people's quality of life. We're going to pass that, and then we're going to ask the motorists and the taxpayers, what do they think about moving forward with all these road repairs we're going to be doing? And I think that's a different question than just a global, should Sacramento raise your taxes? Most people would say, no, Sacramento should not raise your taxes. Should we do something about the roads? overwhelmingly people say yes.
We're talking with Michael Quigley, who's the executive director of California Alliance for Jobs, and their website is fixcaroads.com, fixcaliforniaroads.com, but CA is California abbreviation, fixcaroads.com, so you can go there and read up about it. I don't mean to impugn your motives or your integrity or any veracity of anything you're saying. I'm just reacting to decades of having political figures come on this show and promise us X, and we ended up with Y. We're talking all morning about this pension scheme that's going on, the drop program at the Los Angeles Police Department, Los Angeles Fire Department, which was promised to the voters that it was revenue neutral. And we now got the LA Times saying it's over $1 billion. And, you know, I have a house in Oregon, and I spend a lot of time up in Oregon. And in Oregon, they have no gas tax. And the roads are fantastic. I mean, I'm talking about Route 22 that goes past Three Sisters Mountains in Oregon is a windy mountain road. And I drove that thing for 200 miles of its length. And it was a pristine ribbon of asphalt going through places where it gets snow and ice and truck traffic, and it doesn't look like our roads. How do they do it? How do they do it?
Well,
we don't
actually,
do it.
Oregon was the very first state in the nation to pass a gas tax. They led the way on the gas
I'm
tax.
I'm sorry. I meant to say sales tax, and I said gas tax,
gotcha.
So I apologize.
Yep.
But the bottom line is, you know, how are they able to maintain their roads?
Well, look, California, we have a very different culture, and we have a lot of expensive requirements, and that's because that's what the people want. Ultimately, your problem is not with the legislature's spending priorities, right? It's not that you don't think the government should be fixing the roads. You hold up another example of another state.
Of course, government should be fixing the roads. To me, this is 101 stuff. But the thing is to come back and to lock in taxes while we're blowing billions on a choo-choo train to nowhere is a tough putt. It's a tough putt to ask people to swallow when we're already and the way that the gas tax was passed, I'm sorry, it was outright bribery. You took taxpayer money to buy off some Republican votes to push it across the finish line, and built into the bill was cost of living escalators that keep kicking this thing up in perpetuity. I mean, one district, one of these guys got like $1 billion into his district in order to change his vote.
Well, I think that you're looking at it as giveaways, but what those really were transportation investments that were needed, and in part because of the underfunding of our transportation network, which has been structurally defunded because of things like increased fuel economy. Everyone's car on the road is getting better gas mileage than they were 20 years ago. That means less money is being collected in gas taxes. So something had to break. Something had to be adjusted there. I think that ultimately, if the voters speak on protecting and dedicating the money, and then they see that the value is there for them as a taxpayer in terms of projects being delivered and knowing that their dollar is going exclusively towards fixing the roads, then this is a much different conversation, and it should be looked at separately from the overall Sacramento spending problem, when we can say that this is one area the voters have spoken, we've taken Sacramento out of the equation, and gas taxes need to go directly for the roads and to keep our infrastructure maintained.
Well, listen, I get if the problem that you got politically is that we've just simply been told this so many times before, and it just hasn't been true. And I can't tell you how many people we've had in the show making the same promise. And you're sincere. I don't question that. And maybe it'll happen. But when it comes time to vote for it, it's a lot easier for me to support repealing the tax and saying screw you because the process was stinks to the high heaven the way this was run through in a state that's hostile to business, that is hostile to actually in some cases ideologically views drivers as villains because they're polluting the planet. And we've got ideologues in the city of Los Angeles and certainly in Sacramento who actually believe that people driving to work and dropping their kids off are bad for the world. You know, so you're dealing with those people. But we've just been lied to so many times. It's very hard to just say, oh, this time it'll really happen.
Well, I think the difference is that we're taking the elected officials out of the equation.
That's what we've been told. We've been told that before. We were told that the pension thing was revenue neutral.
Yeah, but these were, this is a different issue. I understand there's been some you know, falsehoods that haven't lived up to their promises. This is a different issue because we're talking about amending the state constitution. That is a bigger step than has ever been taken before, and there's already existing protections for some portions of this money. We're going to expand those protections to include all the money and take the legislature and elected officials out of the equation.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you coming on to talk to us about it. And again, the roads are an embarrassment. They're expensive. They're dangerous. I mean, the surface streets, I know you're not talking about city streets, but we just talked about $19 million just in bicycle accidents last year in the city of Los Angeles in settlements, including some horrific accidents, people killed and people quadriplegics when they hit a pothole from roads that aren't maintained. And this is a national epidemic. We've ignored infrastructure, but it's stunning. It's stunning to me. We're multi-trillion dollars. We got trillions and trillions of dollars of national debt, and California's budget deficit is hidden from the public because of the unfunded pension liabilities. People are talking about surpluses. It's a complete lie. It's just a flat-out lie. We're not in a surplus. We're hundreds of billions of dollars in debt because we haven't funded the CalPERS program. And the answer is to keep coming back for more and more and more money from selected audiences. It's infuriating. And the bottom line is that with all this money that we've spent beyond our budgets, with deficits, nobody's happy with anything. It's amazing. The schools don't have enough money. The environment doesn't have enough money. The roads don't have enough money. And we got budget deficits because we've blown through all this money. And the answer is give us more. It's frustrating in the extreme. I don't know what to say. The road's got to be fixed. I get it.
The road's got to be fixed.
We got to clean up the environment. So buy electric cars. But you bought electric cars and now the cars get better gas mileage. So we need more money from the gas taxes because the electric cars are more efficient after that's what we were hectored into doing. So, you can't win for losing. I mean, you just can't win for losing. And what happens? People continue to pack up and move to low-tax states. They take their wealth and they leave California. While we continue to import poverty because we're a sanctuary state. So let's bring in the hemisphere's poorest of the poor and we'll take the people who sell their houses and take their money and they move to Nevada or Texas or to Florida or Arizona or some other place. I mean, this is a recipe for failure. If we keep this up, it just is. There's got to be some accountability, and there has been none. There's been none, and we're being asked to trust the very people who have lied to us for 35 years.
Well, and I think that's why we got to look at things that are constitutional solutions and not legislative solutions. The legislature can undo its own legislation. They cannot undo a voter-approved constitutional amendment. Prop 69 in June will guarantee that our money that's being collected at the pump is going to fix the roads. And at least in that area, we can say we did something positive.
Just like the lottery was going to fix the schools. Michael Quigley, Executive Director of the California Alliance for Jobs, fixcaroads.com, fixcaroads.com. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.